This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Stark, you've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint.
What do you say to your other nickname, the Merchant of Death?
That's not Ben.
They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I prefer the weapon you only need to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far. To peace.
Is it cool if I take a picture with you?
Yes, it's very cool. I don't want to see this on your MySpace page. Please, no gang signs. No, throw it up. I'm kidding.
You have till tomorrow to assemble my missile.
I should be dead already.
Unless it was for a reason.
I just finally know what I have to do.
That doesn't look like a missile. What are you building, Stark?
I'm working on something big.
Season of newcomers. Oh my
God.
I mean,
we're back.
Look, I think everyone should be thrilled right now because we're doing what you want us to do.
Yeah.
You guys have been saying for, I guess, years at this point
yeah.
that we should cover the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and
God.
We are going to do it. Have you seen any of these movies before?
Okay, I have seen Black Panther, I have seen Ant-Man. And then I saw the new Spider-Man, but that's like a Sony movie or something. But I guess it's part of the Marvel, the MCU or whatever.
Yeah. I've seen Black Panther. I've seen Captain Marvel. I kind of think that's it. By the way, I'm Lauren Lapkus. This is Nicole Byer.
Yeah. Whatever. You should know.
You know by now. I just have to say, I'm actually not too scared of this franchise because there is some like humor. There's some, I don't know, I was kind of surprised by how I felt about this movie that we watched last night.
Boy, oh boy. I couldn't disagree with you more. I really did not like it. I found it to be humorless, joyless.
Oh no, the humor isn't good in this movie, I should say.
I will
but
say
I
this.
Enjoyed it.
Are we gonna do the Spider-Mans? I'm really. Oh,
yeah,
we are.
Okay.
I'm only interested in Spider-Man 3 because
which
there's
one's
a lot
that?
Of dancing. I've only seen clips. Tobey Maguire has this weird emo fucking My Chemical Romance haircut, and he is snapping and dancing and moving and grooving. And
two
Lauren,
people on our Zoom right now are going, no. I don't know what that means. I couldn't even begin to tell you what it means. I don't know. I do want to see what you're talking about. I don't I don't even know who's in what. Like, I feel like I've never paid attention to this. So,
me
like,
either.
I'm like, is Andrew Garfield a Spider-Man?
He is.
And I recently started liking him because I watched him in Tick, Tick, Boom, which
he's
I thought was
very
really
good in it.
And he's really charming. And then I saw him in a couple interviews because I looked him up a little bit and I was like, oh, I kind of like him. So then I'm like, are we going to watch him? I like him.
Well, there's three sets of, there's nine Spider-Man movies.
That's too
and
many.
Then there's three sets of them. It's no, insane. Here,
we have to say, like, we negotiated to do fewer movies because there are 27.
There's too many.
So our Marvel expert, Leah, narrowed it down to 20.
Yes. And I did see the new Spider-Man. And let me tell you, I had questions.
Which one's that?
This is the newest one with Zendaya or Zendaya. I'm not sure how you actually say her name. And
it's Zendaya.
Zendaya and that little man that she's dating.
I don't believe they're really together.
I think they are.
No, I don't think so.
They bought a house together.
I don't believe you. Tom Holland. I don't believe.
Yes, Tom Holland.
I don't believe. There's something about that I just don't. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're together. I look at the pictures and the way that they interact and I think it's fake, right? Like some relationships are fake in celebrity
some
culture.
Of them are fake, but for whatever reason, I like really believe in it.
Okay. People love them together. So whatever. I guess I'm the problem. Okay. So this is our fifth season?
I guess so.
Is that true?
Wait, okay. So we did fucking Star Wars.
Lord of the
fucking
Rings.
Magical Hike. What was after that? Medea?
Lord of the Rings, then Tyler Perry. This is fourth season.
Yeah, this is the fourth. No, because Gabrus and I did Fast and the Furious.
Oh, I wasn't there, so I consider it that to be real.
So this is your... It didn't happen. You weren't there.
That wasn't really a thing. No, I was out having a baby, and it looked like you guys had a lot of fun, though, and I did participate in one episode, so that
was
fun. Yeah,
and every episode we said you were busy with something. Because I couldn't remember if you had posted about your baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to fucking out your child.
I can't break this news. Oh, my God. Okay, well, so this first episode, we're going to discuss the first MCU film, which is Iron Man. It came out in 2008.
And it began phase one. There's phases of the franchise.
I don't know what that
the
means.
Fuck?
I don't know what that means. Iron Man is available with a subscription to Disney Plus, which I was thrilled about because I was like, oh, all these movies are in my subscription. With Tyler Perry, I was like paying $3 every two days.
Oh, I paid for all of Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry bought a new house with the money I gave him. But here's the thing. How is Marvel? Why is Marvel in Disney Plus? I don't understand that.
Well, they bought it all, right?
Disney bought Marvel and the Lucas Brothers. No, the Lucas Films.
Yeah. Lucas
Not
Brothers.
Not the Lucas Brothers. Those are nice people who I love dearly. Lucas fucking Films. So they bought. Wait, Disney shouldn't be able to buy all that.
I think it's insane that they have everything now. That's like literally everything.
They have all the fucking nerd shit.
Well, because they did WandaVision, which I have always been curious about, yet did not turn on at
Same.
Any point. Yeah.
Well, John Milheiser was watching it, and I sat for one episode. It was not the first or the second, and I had questions. And oh boy, my friend was angry. He did not want to answer a single question.
Mike was really adamant that I not be on my phone during the movie last night and kept taking it away from me. And I was like, you're not cool or fun. It's okay for me to look at my phone, but it's really not because I miss so much. And oh, by the way, if you don't have Disney Plus, you can get this movie for a fee on Amazon, Apple TV, and Google Play and Vudu. Obviously,
and
we're gonna
some
spoilers.
Spoil it.
Yeah.
We're gonna fucking talk about this movie. Okay, what's a quick thought on your experience watching this film?
My quick thought is that here's something really dumb I said. I said I was like, I always forget that superheroes were regular people who got a special thing that happened to them. And Mike was like, that's literally what superheroes are. And then I was like, yeah, because like Clark Kent is, he's like, well, no, he's an alien. And I was like, I can't do this.
Wait, so, oh yeah, Clark Kent
he's
is
from the
an
planet
alien.
Krypton
he like fell
or
from
some
the
shit.
Fucking sky.
I don't know.
And then these people They got a sky baby and then they were like, let's raise it. Like, that's crazy. I would return to sender. Like, try to ship that shit back. Just
throw it back up.
Get a big old slingshot. Get rid of it.
Oh my God. No, yeah, but I kind of forgot that that's the origin of superheroes, is that they're like a regular person who like stumbles into something and then they have a superpower. And that made me a little more excited because I was like, oh, he's just a regular guy who's doing his thing. And then this happened to him. And so I kind of liked that part of it. I love Robert Downey Jr., so I'm a big fan.
I like him, but gotta say, this facial hair, really...
not good.
I thought it was an act of violence. I was like, what on earth?
So why there was like a line above his mustache that was shaved. He looked like a pervert. It was so strange.
He did look like a pervert. And I guess my initial thoughts were just like, the fuck? What? Why is... Yeah. He's got goop inside his chest that he made that woman scoop.
And that was sick. That was supposed to be funny, by the way.
Oh, that was supposed to be funny?
I asked Mike if that was supposed to be funny, and he said, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were trying to make it, like, sexy.
No, because he's like, do it like Operation. She's like, what's Operation? And then she, like, pulled it out, and he's like, oh, nope, now you pulled it. Okay, just don't put it. It was, like, just kind of... supposed to be kind of funny, I think. Well, okay, what were your initial thoughts? You hated this.
I hated it so much. I was just like, okay, so he's trapped in a fucking cave building a suit and everyone's like, what's he doing?
You know he's not doing war propaganda, sort of? Like, it was like,
is.
Yeah, there was something kind of weird about that to me. And yeah, the guy, I was confused. I mean, we could definitely get into all of this when we go through the entire plot, which we're going to do. But there was a point where the guy's watching him on the camera while he's actively not building the fucking thing. And they don't stop him.
They don't. And that was like really, really aggravating for me. I was like, so you're terrorists. I think that's what you're supposed to be. How come you're not terrorizing him to build exactly what you want him to build you?
It's like instead, he was just going... He's building a costume.
Does he think Halloween happens here? He's in captivity. No Halloween, no trick or treat.
It is. Oh, God. Okay, we need to bring our guest in here because we actually have somebody who's going to know more about this than we do. We're so excited for our guest. She's been on almost every season of this show at this point.
Yeah, everything except for Fast and the Furious.
Yes. Preeti Chipper. Yay!
Hey!
Let me give your credits a little bit. Preeti is a young adult author who's written for Sci-Fi, Polygon, and the Nerds of Color, among other publications. And she also co-hosts the podcasts Desi Geek Girls and Tarvalon or Bust. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay, in 2002, the first book in her original Spider-Man trilogy, Spider-Man's Social Dilemma, will be out in July. Ooh. And the latest installment of her Avengers Assembly series, Exchange Students 101, releases in September. And you can find her Marvel Comics debut in Women of Marvel number 1 out in March. Oh my God, you have so many cool things.
Yeah, this is really fucking cool. I was almost just like, I'm proud of you. Yeah. No, but I'm just like so excited to like know you. And I feel like since we first met, you have really... done so much. What a treat.
And why do I feel like you had a book that came out with every theme of our podcast? Like you were like Star Wars. But...
That is funny. Yeah.
I'm just following the track of newcomers and being like, what can I publish next?
You're like, this is what's in the zeitgeist.
Okay. So you seem deep as hell into fucking Marvel.
Yeah.
So what's your first experience with Marvel? And it seems like you're very familiar. So like, what's your first experience with it?
I mean, I grew up with comics. I like grew up with like the X-Men game and like reading my older brother's comics and that kind of stuff. It was, I had to like bite my tongue so hard when you're talking about Spider-Man. I was like, oh my God, not going to watch the Tobey movies. I'm so sorry.
We're not watching them?
Why?
Those aren't MCU. They're not MCU technically.
So I don't get what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean? So, help us.
Iron Man started in 2008. That movie came out. I think I saw it like 3 times in the theater.
Why?
Because I loved it.
I want to know more about
it. I love that you loved it.
I loved it so much.
Wow.
And it launched this whole thing. So there are like teases in this movie to other things. So like the post-credit sequence.
There
was a post-credit sequence.
Oh, I did watch that. Nicole, we got a note, and maybe we have to make sure that you saw this. There's a note that after each movie, they put like a scene.
Ah,
like
shit.
Way past the credits. It's like a fucking hour of credits. And then they're like, and here's a little thing. So
don't forget to stay and sit in your seat.
You have to sit there. If you go to the movies, you have to sit there for like 20 minutes and read every person who's involved, which maybe is a good thing.
It forces you to acknowledge everybody's work.
Yeah, yeah. That's
You're
nice,
right.
Actually.
I guess it is like nice that. And kind.
It's definitely an act of goodness.
Wait, so Spider-Man is Marvel, but it's not part of the MCU.
So like long history wise, like Marvel at some point sold the rights to a lot of their bigger characters like Spider-Man or whomever. And so they didn't have the rights to make a Spider-Man movie, which is why the first movie is about a character that nobody cared about. Like Iron Man, nobody cared about Iron Man.
Wow.
When this movie came out. Because they still had the rights, and this was their like Marvel Studios launch.
Oh,
wow.
And so the Spider-Man movies are all under Sony.
Oh, is that why X-Men is Fox?
Yes.
Oh.
Although now Disney owns Fox too, so they also own X-Men.
Oh my God, are they going to redo X-Men?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's all super complicated, but basically that's why Sony and Disney like brokered a deal for the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, and that's why those are in the MCU, and the Tobey and Andrew Garfield movies are technically not.
Whoa.
What? Okay, so then I won't watch them because I have no reason to.
But I gotta see why Tobey
You gotta watch Spider-Man
so
3, man.
Oh my God. I mean, curious now.
But I'm sure there's a YouTube clip you could watch.
I've seen so many YouTube. I've seen 3 where he like dances in this like bar in front of fucking Kirsten Dunst, and then he like snaps into a place and then gets a suit.
Okay, I need to see that.
That was the zeitgeist. It was emo.
Yeah. Okay.
It was so emo and jazzy. I was like, what is this?
I think that's something that I'm kind of intrigued about with these movies, because we're coming from Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. And obviously I didn't watch all of Fast and Furious, but they have like, they're like in a different era. Mm-hmm. And now these movies are like now, or like present day of whenever they're being filmed. So that's kind of interesting already, I will say. I don't know. I feel like the nerd stuff of like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, like it starts to take over so much, and there's no touchstones of like texting or something. You know,
where's the flip phone?
Yeah, there was no texting in Lord of the Rings. Gollum wasn't like, I have a call,
so I didn't know how to relate.
So much easier.
Yeah, they could have just flown to wherever they were going. But
yeah,
whatever.
Truly, just get on a plane. So we have a new news segment.
Yeah.
We need to pick a name. So we got the Thor report, Loki lockdown.
Loki lowdown.
Maybe you should just read it. This is bad. That was bad.
Loki lockdown. I like that. Isn't it Loki?
It is Loki.
I don't know.
But I like the Loki lockdown.
Who's Loki?
Cap chat, which I don't, I guess Captain Marvel. Ant-Man Buzz. Or the Daily Bugle. Now, the Daily Bugle, that's from what?
That's Spider-Man.
Okay, so which one speaks to you the most, Preeti? Because I feel like you actually know about these things.
Yeah.
So.
I'm probably like the biggest Spider-Man fan on the planet, so I'm going to say Daily Bugle because I'm a huge Spider-Man dork.
Okay, I like that one too.
Okay,
I'm
me gonna go too. With that. Because that's a newspaper, and that's news. Makes sense.
We got it.
We did it. Okay. Oh, I did. Okay, wait, Preeti, is Spider-Man into the Megaverse or universe or whatever?
Into the Spider-Verse?
Sure.
The cartoon one.
Is that canon? Is that part of the MCU? But it's so good.
I've heard that one's really good.
But it's Sony.
Oh, I really liked that one.
It's so good.
And they're doing a sequel?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some of it. Or like a clip of it. And it doesn't, I don't know. It's like, everyone's seen the clip. It's like on the internet. It's not like,
oh, Nicole got an exclusive.
No, that'd be insane. They'd be like, this woman who doesn't care, do you want to see it? No, I just saw this clip that they posted on like YouTube. And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't look as fun as the first one. Is the second one going to be MCU?
No.
Why?
Also Sony. Sony has their whole thing. I feel it's like boring legal rights issues, right? It's like Sony's like, we own these. We're going to keep making these movies, so we'll never not own these.
So like for our next season, we could do the Sony universe.
There's a lot of Sony universe stuff coming out.
Wait,
the Venom
really?
Movies.
Who's Venom?
Yeah, the Venom movies. Venom are the Tom Hardy movies, and they're great. They're terrible, but they're great. But in a different way from the MCU.
Interesting. Mm. Oh, wait. He's okay. So I did see the last Spider-Man movie, and then there was a scene where he was like having a margarita or whatever, but like was fucking weird as hell. That's Venom?
That's Venom.
God. Too much.
You actually know a lot about this, Nicole.
I spent a long.
I just saw the movie.
No, I'm saying Nicole knows more than I do somehow.
Oh, yeah.
she's got a lot of info. Well, wait. Okay, let's do our Daily Bugle. Okay,
yes.
Now for our first news segment of this season, we're going to give a recap of what's been going on lately in the MCU. As of February 1st, Spider-Man No Way Home, the latest installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has grossed over $735 million in the United States and Canada. It is nearing on Avatar, which is currently the third highest grossing film of all time.
Holy shit.
What are the other two? I'm curious. Backstage revealed that Loki Season 2 will start filming in summer 2022. I don't feel familiar with that information.
The trailer for Moon Knight, who's that dropped? It'll be
Oscar
the first.
Isaac.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, I do like Oscar Isaac. He was in that movie. What was it called? Fucking Mochaccino. It was about a robot.
No.
Mocha latte.
Oh.
Creme fraiche.
I have no clue.
It's like a drink. Oh, Maki.
Ex Machina?
That's not a drink, okay.
That needs to be the fucking clip that we promote this episode of. I was so lost. I just watched him in Scenes from a Marriage, which was...
Oh, is that good?
It was interesting. It was like kind of fucked up and dramatic, and I liked it.
Okay. Well, Moon Knight will be the first series on Disney Plus to center a Marvel character not previously introduced in the MCU. The show stars Oscar Isaac, our old friend Hattie Poe Dameron from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah,
Ethan
he was in
Hawk.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The social media chatter surrounding the trailer had to do with Oscar Isaac's campy English accent.
Oh, we need to hear that.
So wait, he's not, what? He's not introduced, but he's part of the MCU. Oh, so he's new.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe how hard that was for me to understand. I was like, so like they didn't introduce him? Why not? That's like rude. I was like, oh, because he's fucking a new character. But I feel like they have a lot of characters. Don't they have like properties that they haven't like made into movies?
Yeah. And I think they're slowly trying to do all of them.
Oh.
Okay. Here's the trailer for Moon Knight.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I have a sleeping disorder. I can't tell the
difference. That's him?
Between my waking life and dreams.
Hello.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ooh, Kid Cudi. Ooh, I love this song.
Me too.
Oh, no, he's sleeping on people.
He'll catch you on. You're bloody useless, Stevie.
Steven. I can't tell the difference between life and dreams.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Thank you.
Lost the contact lens.
Hope you find it.
Thanks.
Oh, that Marvel humor.
It gets you, right?
A razor?
Yeah. I miss mine.
Oh my God,
is this a period piece?
What's wrong with you, Mark?
Why did you call me Mark?
It must be very difficult.
What?
Voice in your head.
Shut up!
There's chaos in you. Embrace the chaos.
Oh no!
The hell?
Okay! Moon Knight!
Okay, I think that looks good.
I think it looks really good too.
Do people think it doesn't look good?
No, I feel like everyone's excited.
Oh, great. I thought it looked great.
I think it looks like a lot of fun. I thought the accent was, you know, a choice. It's a fun choice.
It's strong, but it's like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. You know? It like makes me want to be a superhero. Like, why can't they make a superhero movie with just like a fat black lady who's like, okay, time to fight the crime.
They should. That sounds good.
Let me do it. Let me fight the crime.
Why do I feel like within a year you will be doing that?
Let me fight the crime. From your lips to Marvel's ears.
Can I be your sidekick? I'm like, hi.
Yes. Just like two ladies who are not paying attention to anything.
I do love like the first moment of every season. We're like, okay, we have to be in this franchise. Every time. We're like, what is this? Okay, we want a star.
Okay, yes. Let's do it. We're in it. Thank you. This is, okay. I like that. And I think I might watch it. Ethan Hawke with long stringy hair being like, embrace the chaos. I was like, that's kind of hot.
I think
I like
he's
it.
Super hot.
I think so, too. I think they're both very hot people.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what's missing from some Marvel stuff.
Well, look,
more
I think,
hotties.
I was going to say Rodney Dangerfield. What is his name? Robert Downey Jr.
That is the one thing I was thinking was missing from the MCU.
Yeah. Where's Rodney Dangerfield?
Because he's hot. Robert Downey Jr. is hot. I mean, look, I think he was kind of being 2008 hot in this a little bit. It's not what we want to see right now. There were some points where his hair, I thought he had pure highlights. I was like, what's he doing? Like, who is this guy? His style was just really weird. But he's still I think he's like such a good actor. Like, he elevates everything so much that like the scenes were kind of whatever, but I was like, he makes it feel so real.
He did at times make it real and grounded, but also there was times where I was like, this is loony as hell. Like, well, the close-up shots of him in the helmet, and he's like, whee!
That's the funniest shit. I was laughing so hard at some of the technology. Like, when he was like drawing his new wrist guard or whatever.
Yes.
And he's like, And then he put some of it in the trash. He like dragged it to the trash can. And then he put his arm in and he was like, I was like, I was cracking up.
I said no a lot. I kept going, no, thank you. Oh.
It's the hard thing when you're doing like CGI stuff and like green screen stuff, because it always looks bad like 10 years later. You know what I mean? There's no way for it to stay cool, right?
Right. But at the time, I remember being in the theater and being like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, I was like, what? Who would have thought of that? And then it like mapped for like 25 years what movies are going to look like.
Well, that's
good. Oh, yeah,
good,
I guess
then.
It did.
All right. Well, I think we can take a break because we're going to jump into the whole plot of this. We're going to get into it piece by piece. Strap
We're
going to
break it apart. If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data, protect your online identity by hiding your IP address, and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Okay, so Iron Man 2008. It's written by Mark Fergus, Hawk Ostby, Art Markham, and Matt Holloway.
Where did Hawk Ostby and Art Markham come from? What fun names!
I know, they're really fun. They're like poets or something.
Yes!
It was directed by John Favreau. Yeah, a lot of people wrote it. And I bet you more than that wrote it as well. Mm-hmm. It was released on May 2nd, 2008. We've got Robert Downey Jr. We've got Terrence Howard. We've got Jeff Bridges, Gwyneth Paltrow, who I love, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I did like her in this. I usually find her to be a little soft.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Also, Jeff Bridges. Ooh, he had a little meat on his bones. He had no hair. Come on, Obadiah.
Obadiah.
When they said his name, I was like, this man's name is Obadiah?
I know, that was right, really Marvel. Funny. Okay, so here's the plot. Okay?
Okay, let's get into it.
Oh my goodness.
Billionaire playboy genius Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., inherited Stark Industries, a defense contracting company from his father, Howard. He travels to Afghanistan to demonstrate their latest technology, a Jericho missile. Along with Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes, who's Terrence Howard, they are ambushed and imprisoned after the demonstration by a group called the Ten Rings. A fellow captive and Dr. Yinsen, played by Sean Tube, implants an electromagnet into Stark's chest to prevent shrapnel pieces from reaching his heart.
Pause. The fuck? Like, what?
Like, how? Okay. And by the way, we're jumping in so hard. So, like, the first minute you see Tony Stark in a army vehicle, military vehicle. He's, like, riding through, being, like, he's drinking a drink in a glass. He's, like, fucking chilling, okay? Even though they're in a war zone actively. He's taking a selfie with the guy in the backseat with him, and then he's flirting with the fucking woman in the front seat.
Yep, and she calls herself an airman. He's like, well, then you don't say. And I was like, what is going
on?
He's
like, your bone structure, honey, or whatever. I was like, okay.
But also, I was like, why is he with them?
I could not for the life of me figure out what was going on. And then a truck exploded in front of them. And he's like, what now? And they're like, get down. And then he turns out he wakes up in this like dungeon or whatever he was with.
With a hole in his heart or a hole in his chest. And then a stranger was like, tee hee hee, I put some lights in you.
Now you have a circle in your heart.
And I gotta say, he really took it well. If I woke up in a fucking cave and someone said, tee hee hee, you got a ring light in ya, I would be like, what?
He's literally like, why is this like this? And then the guy's like, it's an electromagnet preventing shrapnel from reaching your heart. And he's like, okay.
They were like, listen, audience, just say yes to the science.
We just have to get to the point. Like, they're like, we got to just
don't
get
worry
this,
about it.
Put this thing in his heart, and then he can be doing all the stuff he's got
to
do.
Is this true to the comics, Preeti? Is this...
This is the thing, right? It's like, Iron Man was such a character. Like, he is not... I don't love Iron Man. He's not my favorite. I didn't read the comics, because I was like, you seem like an asshole, and I don't think I like you. Because he's like a jerk to everyone. He's like a misogynist, like... Mm. It's a bad vibes going. And so, I think mostly.
Okay, weird though. In the beginning, was I supposed to think he was a douche? Because I sort of was like, he's having fun and he's flirting. And like, it's actually like he was being like disgusting.
I thought he was like charismatically like bad at flirting and like just like, I'm having a good time. Are you having a good time? And I'm like, I don't know.
You know what it is, though? It's like, I think it's Robert Downey Jr.'s power in that moment, because it's like, he's so charming that I'm like, he could basically say anything to me and I'd be interested. But if it was somebody who was a little skeezier, it might have worked like to get that point across more. If he's supposed to be a bad person. But he doesn't
seem
like
they talk about like, they talk about the casting, right? They talk about how good the MCU is at casting, and that like Robert Downey Jr. like built that by being Robert Downey Jr., on screen.
Yeah, because he brings so much to it. I mean, truly. So, okay, so he's got this thing, and then later the Ten Rings commander, Raza, played by Farhan Tahir, offers him freedom in exchange for him building a Jericho missile. So basically they're like, you have to go into this cave for an undetermined amount of time until you make a missile for us that your company would normally make. But because Robert Downey Jr. is a genius, he knows how to make all these things by hand.
But it's like, why have him make it by hand if you could just get it from the company like you've been getting?
Right. And then later in the movie, they show that they just received a shipment.
Yeah. It's all very confusing. Okay, so to aid in their escape, Yizhen helped Stark build a small generator called an arc reactor meant to power the electromagnet as well as a suit of armor, which is crazy. Like, if I was locked in a cave with someone and they're like, all right, we got to build this missile. And then he's like, actually, suit. I'm going to make a big old metal suit. You want to help? I'd be like, no, I don't want to die.
Right. Eventually,
right? Like, it's crazy. So the Ten Rings discover the operation, and it's like, discover? They're watching them on a closed circuit television. There's nothing to discover. They just watch them do it, and they allowed him to do it.
What I also don't get is how, okay, so there's a point where the guys are coming to attack Yinsen and Tony, and then there's like bombs on the door, and I'm like, wouldn't they have seen them put the bombs on the door in the camera?
I think there was a lot of head turning, a lot of these henchmen being like, we don't really like our boss, we'll just tell him about it later.
Yeah.
But eventually, the Ten Rings discover the operation and attack them. Yizhen sacrifices himself to allow Stark to escape in the suit. This was sad. He was like, yeah, I'm good. My family's dead, too. So, like, you know, you're pretty charismatic. You better get back to wherever you came from.
Yeah, he was like, you're not actually enough for me to want to stay alive. Like, hanging out with you isn't going to do it. I want to see my family who are all dead. And then he's like, He literally runs out with a gun and starts shooting chaotically to distract.
Even chaotically. It's like he just was like, tap, 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 tap.
That's true. Tap, tap. It was just kind of like, he's not shooting like at them. He's shooting to the sides. Yeah.
He's a scientist.
Yeah. He's not an army man. He's a scientist. So Stark fights through the cave and finds Yizhen dying. He destroys the group's weapons in a rage and escapes, but destroys his suit when he crashes into the desert.
Oh, well, there's also a point where So the reason why Yinsen like runs out is that the computer's like downloading something for like Iron Man's suit to work. And like, it won't work until this green bar is filled on the computer from 2000.
Like, we need more time. The dial-up isn't working.
Listen, service in the caves, in the mountains.
I know. It's limited. Amazing. It's amazing. I love how Tony Stark was like, he's like, function 11. Tell me when it's ready. Hit I1 or whatever. And like, and then he just does it and it's like downloading or whatever. And it's
It is pretty anticlimactic that it's like, oh, we're just going to download something?
That's kind of why technology is bad.
Downloading an app for the suit?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. So Rhodes rescues him. Who's Rhodes?
Rhodes is Terrence Howard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they return home where Stark announces that his company will no longer manufacture weapons.
How did they find him? He's just walking in the desert having a bad time. And then a helicopter is like, there's a person.
It's literally what happens. They just go like, and he's right there. This was after he was literally in a gigantic iron suit that he built. He flew through the sky. He landed, I thought, dead on some sand.
Yes, pretty hard.
I mean, seemed like it would hurt. And then he's fine.
They don't pick up the suit.
They don't. They
just left it in the fucking sand.
I know. And is that because he's being secretive about his identity at this point? I don't know. So he wants to develop arc reactor technology. A larger version of the generator in his chest powers his office building. I didn't get that. His father's... I missed that. His father's...
Wait, what?
And I'll tell you, my eyes didn't leave
larger
the screen.
A larger version of the generator in his chest powers his office building already?
So how did Yinsen know that when he made a mini version for his chest?
Well, yeah,
Yinsen's like, this is like what you have, but small.
This is where I like don't remember this much like suspension of disbelief when I was watching it back in the day. Like, I don't remember because I had the same thought. I was like, how did they like where did this come from?
Yeah.
But Yinsen, I thought, was like, this is a magnet to stop the shrapnel. And then Tony was like, I'm going to turn it into an arc reactor.
Oh, OK. So that happened later. So, okay. His father's old business partner, Obadiah Stane.
Obadiah.
Jeff Bridges warns him that the initiative will ruin Stark Industries and his father's legacy.
Which is like, almost immediately, there was no question in my mind, Obadiah is bad to the bone, baby.
If there's one thing I could tell, it was that he wasn't good and he didn't have good intentions.
No, he is a bad man. Sexy, but bad. So Stark ignores the warnings and builds a more powerful version of the armor suit in his home workshop. He updates the arc reactor in his chest and his personal assistant, Pepper Potts, Gwyneth Paltrow, places the original reactor inside a display case. Isn't that cute? And that's after he was like, get rid of it. And I'm like, Pepper, bad assistant. He said, get rid of it. But anyway, Stane requests details about his experiments, but Stark opts to keep everything discreet.
Now, Pepper, she showed up earlier and we see that she's kind of his right hand man. She like knows everything about his operation. He's kind of in love with her.
Takes out the trash, which is Leslie Bibb.
Yeah.
From popular fame.
I know.
If you've ever seen Ryan Murphy's first foray into television.
Yeah, so Leslie Bibb was a journalist who like hooked up with Stark in the first scene, and I thought we'll never see her again. And then of course
she comes back, baby. Yeah.
And then in the meantime, Gwyneth Paltrow is doing everything she can for him, and he is flirtatious with her. It seems like they're into each other.
In a weird way, because he's like, nice dress. And she's like, you bought it. And he's like, I got good taste. And then they almost kiss and then they're like, we need booze.
I know. I couldn't tell if she's annoyed by that or she likes the dynamic.
Preeti, do they get together? Don't tell us.
Okay. No, you told me not to tell you.
She's already telling us. we're going to watch Iron Man 2 tonight. So, Nicole!
Oh boy, I've never been angrier in my life.
I know. Okay.
Our first recording, we had to reschedule, and Lauren texted me. She's like, we're not recording. And I truly did a dance. I spun my dog around. I said, I don't have to watch Iron Man tonight.
I was literally
so
going like this. I don't have to watch that. I don't have to watch that. Cut to a week later. I'm like, okay, I have to watch it now.
I have to watch it.
I want to be on every episode of this podcast.
I mean, we enjoy it.
I know, you should be on. Okay, what happens next is that at a Stark Industries charity event, reporter Christine Everhart, Leslie Bibb, tells Stark that his company's weapons were delivered to the Ten Rings and have been used to attack Yinsen's village.
And she had three pictures.
Yeah.
It was three blown up pictures that she got made at a fucking 2-hour photo.
That's like, right.
It was like, why don't you
why didn't she print them out? But also, why is he expected? Now, he's the head of a company. Like, do you think Jeff Bezos knows where every Amazon shipment went?
Absolutely. When he went to the moon, he was looking over documents knowing that I got a curling iron delivered today. And he was like, to the moon! Nicole has her fucking hot iron! The heads of companies don't know anything about the ins and outs of their company.
So she was trying to, like, bring him down. Like, you didn't know that your company sent these horrible weapons over to the wrong people or whatever? And it's like, he's like, how am I supposed to know? But, okay, he then puts on his new armor suit and flies to save the villagers.
But before that, we get to see a bunch of, like, trial and errors.
Oh, that's the funny part.
And then was it? I was like, what is his best friend, this fucking robot that is like a bad dog?
I know. His friend is like a claw from one of those machines where you get stuffed animals. And it like, he comes over to him. He's like, not today or whatever. Like, I don't know what their vibe
he's
is.
He's like, don't put fire extinguisher on me.
80s robot humor to you? Like, it felt very like 80s robot to me.
It is.
I was just like, this man is sad.
And when he like flies through the ceiling and like hits his head, like he like flipped back into the ceiling and his head went straight into cement. I was like, he's dead.
Yes, he passed away several times in this movie. Just flipping really hard into walls, falling on his cars.
Yeah, so they're like, they're basically showing that the suit is so strong. Like he goes like, let's just do it at 1%. And then he still shoots up into the air. And so it's like, okay, that's 1%. I don't want to see 100. So on his way home,
also, what? He flies over the cars. And I was like, There's like jet fuel coming out of his fucking feet. His cars would be up in flames.
He has the largest property I've ever seen. And why is he practicing in his garage?
Truly, I'm like, you go have outside.
So much space, dude.
Like, you're limited in your basement.
There's no reason for this. And all your fancy cars are going to get damaged. Anyways, on his way home, he's attacked by two F-22 Raptors. He tells Rhodes that the bogey is actually him over the phone to end the attack. Now, I can't follow that sentence for the life of me.
Yeah, okay, the military's like, we got a bogey. And I guess a bogey is like a flying thing that you don't know about. And then one of the guys is like, the bogey is a man.
And he looked so crazy. So he's like flying around. There's like, the bad guys have those villagers and they're taking them by the throat. Uh-huh. They're like going to kill these little kids. It's like so terrifying. And actually there was a point where I was like, why is the world like this? Why do we harm each other? And then,
I mean, kind of.
And then I know, because it's like, why do bad things happen? I don't understand why people do bad things, but that's a whole other story. Then the Iron Man comes in and he basically goes like beep 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 beep, and he uses his like computer brain and he goes like bad guy, bad guy, bad guy, and he just eliminates them, and then all they just drop the villagers because they drop dead, and then the villagers like, oh my god, and there's like one little boy who has like the shoulder of a sweater as a hat. Did you notice that?
Lauren!
I was like, how is it staying on?
And then that's so funny.
He runs to his dad. Like, there's true stakes. The stakes are high.
And but then, I gotta say, everyone reacted to this fucking gigantic red and gold metal man murdering people in front of them. Everyone reacted very well. Everyone said, yes.
They were just
that's
like,
what happens today.
Thankfully, he has precision shooting and he didn't hurt any of us. And then he gets one bad guy and he goes, you guys can do whatever you want with him. And he throws him to the ground in front of the villagers. Like, I'm like, kill that guy too. They don't want to kill him.
Yeah, they went through trauma.
Just
they don't want to murder.
End it. Oh my God. I couldn't believe that.
Okay, so the Ten Rings meet with Stain, Obadiah, who's been trafficking arms for them. He intends to replace Stark as CEO of Stark Industries, and he has most of the group killed, and he steals the suit that they had been building to mimic Stark's. And then Stain then builds a new suit from the remaining parts, and there's a lovely scene with like some fucking scientist where he's like, the technology exists, Tony Stark, build this in a cave with nothing. And then he's like, I'm not Tony Stark, baby. And then we never see him again.
Yes. And he builds, so Stain builds like a huge version of it where he's
honestly too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, agreed.
It's very Ursula vibes. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, we get it. You're very scary. And meanwhile, Stark sends Pepper to hack into Stain's database. Now she's sitting on a desktop and she's like copying file, transferring. Like, it's literally, it says like, stealing the images. Like, it says everything she's doing so that we can follow it. Cause you know, Nicole and I would have no idea what's going on unless it said,
we
like,
truly wouldn't. I was like, thank you for that.
Yeah. I was like, downloading bad thing onto good thing. I was like, thank you. So then she finds out that he hired the Ten Rings to kidnap and kill Stark. She meets with Agent Phil Coulson, who's played by Clark Gregg of S.H.I.E.L.D., to inform him of the activities.
Yeah, and then I think there was supposed to be a joke there when he was like, we're from shelter. I don't know. I can't remember what the acronym is. And then she was like, that's a mouthful. And he was like, yeah, I guess we'll figure it out.
Oh,
and I was
they
like,
do
oh,
a,
is that
oh,
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, they do stuff like that, right? Like, we're
well, that was the time. I feel like at the time, these are like, I'm so
wow,
I'm sorry.
Really,
I'm
Marvel apologist
here. We need you. We need you to balance.
I know.
So what? That was the time. That was like funny to everyone right then.
Yeah, that was like funny when you were like, I have read the comics. I do recognize that. And so it allowed for that moment at the end post-credit sequence. But it is very funny to me, like, listening to this and, like, revisiting this movie after, like, I haven't watched this movie in years. And revisiting it and thinking about how all these things have, like, branched out into all these movies is bananas to me.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's crazy. If this was the original thing and you were so excited, and then now there's 27 and we can't keep up and we've just, you know.
Wait, and then also, isn't there, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
There was, yes.
Is that canon?
That's a big question.
Whoa.
It's like, sort of, but sort of not. Some creators say yes, some say no.
How wild.
Why is there a debate?
It's so much.
Do you think this is the dream of, I want to say Patty Stanger, but that's the
millionaire matchmaker.
What's Stan Lee?
Patty Stanger.
Who is it? Is it Patty Stanger? Stan Lee?
Patty
I don't
Stanger
know.
Stanger created the Marvel universe, and she now matches millionaires up with hot women. Or vice versa.
I think this is Stan Lee's like dream. Wait, is that his name, Stan Lee?
Yes, yeah, Stan Lee.
Do you think this was like his dream? For this,
Stanley.
Like,
for this,
to Stanley's dream.
I think it was part of his dream. I think Stanley was someone who, yes, the bigger the better, the more the better. But I am imagining Patty Stanger having a cameo in every single Marvel movie over
the She's like, your picker's off. She only has one thing, she says. We need more of that show. Where is that show?
Yeah, I don't know where it went.
I think
also,
she got
I've
married
never
and
seen
she was
it,
like,
and I don't know why her name was in my brain.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No, I think Stan, and then I was like, Stanger?
It's good.
Patty?
Newcomers, millionaire matchmaker next season?
I'll watch it. Okay, we have to take a break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so then tell us what happens next.
Oh, Stan ambushes, right, that's where we are. Yeah, ambushes Stark and steals the arc reactor from his fucking chest, but he uses this thing to, like, make him sick?
Oh, yeah, they like, put something in his ear, and it's like, basically, it feels like a high-pitched thing that they put by their ear to their whole head basically gets so, like, intense that they bleed out their ear and they're like, but he goes, it only lasts for 15 minutes. So, like,
which is crazy.
He did it. Like, he practiced it on Terrence Howard, right? And then he's like,
no.
Or who was it?
He practiced it on one of the bad guys.
Oh, okay. And then he's like, don't worry, it only lasts 15 minutes. So then when we see him do it on Robert Downey Jr., mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not worried. It only lasts 15 minutes.
It only lasts
He'll
15
figure
minutes.
It out. So that was nice that they set that up for us.
Well, he does figure it out. Somehow he's able to crawl down to his basement and he replaces it with the original reactor that saved him because Pepper Potties, she put it in a glass box because she didn't do her job right. He said destroy it, but she was like, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, she's like, it's and then cute. Shield, it said proof
it's
that
so
Stark
cute.
Has a heart.
Stark has a heart. And it's right here in the box.
And I keep it in a box like an award.
Shield agents attempt to arrest Stane, but he attacks them in his suit. Stark and Stane fight on the top of Stark Industries building, and Stark tells Pepper to overload the reactor that powers the building. The surge kills Stane. Gotta say, Pepper Potties, she knows a lot for being a personal assistant. Like, she's not just grabbing coffee.
No.
She knows how to...
And she had to run in heels on a grate.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, her heels are going in the holes. There's no way mm-hmm. they're not... Oh, that stressed me out. Well, at a press conference the next day, Stark admits to being Iron Man, okay? He was supposed to not do that. They gave him cards.
And they gave him little cards.
Say exactly what's on the cards. And he's like,
I
might.
I could do that. I could do that.
And then he gets up there and he's like,
no, I'm not a superhero. I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, he's like, I'm a narcissist.
Yeah. He couldn't help it.
So we forgot to mention there was... a real interesting Burger King cross promotion.
There was.
When he gets back from Afghanistan, he says, I want an American cheeseburger, which I was like, xenophobia.
Yeah, that was
What's
weird.
Wrong with an Afghanistan cheeseburger? It was probably just as good. But he gets two cheeseburgers from Burger King. And I was like, you're the richest man in America?
Trump loves McDonald's.
You could have gotten something better.
Yeah, I mean, but then there's like, he's holding the burger. He took two bites. You know, I always notice when people don't eat things and things because the actor doesn't want to sit there and eat 500 burgers throughout the day. Uh-huh. So he takes a nibble and then he puts
just
it down. I'm like,
nib.
You're hungry.
You're so
haven't
hungry.
Eaten in how you long were they feeding
three
you in the
months.
Cave?
He hadn't eaten in 3 months. He took a direct flight right back to America and said, I gotta get to the press conference. Hospital for who? Not me.
No, first BK value meal. That's what I need.
My favorite is watching the reporters when some of them had really big reactions before they were supposed to, which I really love. Like, he basically is like, he said something that wasn't the big thing. And then one guy's like, mm-hmm. ooh. And I was like, oh, because he goes, I want to stop making weapons for like foreign countries or something, or like he said something like that, and then someone was like, oh, and then I was like, he's about to say something bigger than that. Then he goes, I'm Iron Man. And then that guy goes, oh, and everyone stood up, and I was like, you probably wish you didn't react so big to the first thing.
That's so funny. I wonder if the director was like, hey, I'm sorry, can you not do that again, Bob? And he's like, got it. And then
like
just
John
kept doing
Favreau
it, and they're like, whatever.
The camera.
Oh my God. So funny. Okay, wait. And then there's a thing, like, as we said, after every movie, there's a scene after the credits. So in the credits yes. scene, Stark is visited at home by S.H.I.E.L.D. director Nick Fury, who is played by Samuel L. Jackson.
He's in the movie?
Yes. He mm-hmm. tells him he wants to discuss the Avenger Initiative made up of other superheroes. So he comes in when he has an eye patch and he's like in his house. And
someone got one eye?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on under it, but yeah. And they have a moment.
You'll find out in 20 years.
Oh, 20 years?
20 years?
I don't know. It's something like however long it was.
Oh, my God.
11, 12 years.
We'll get there next week, probably. So, yeah, that happens at the end. So it's kind of like a little teaser that something's about to go down. So
I guess I'll watch it.
You have to. I mean, overall, I felt like pretty fun, but I got bored in the part near the end where they started fighting, and I was like, I don't really care. I guess part of it is that I knew that Iron Man was going to be okay.
Yes.
And so I don't really want to watch a long battle, but mm-hmm. I know that they kind of need to do that, right? Like, it just feels like every movie is going to have something like that.
I also just, I wanted more Obadiah. I really...
You didn't get enough when he's
I
like,
did not get enough Obadiah.
I thought Obadiah might interact more with Pepper. I thought it was going to be a little like because once he kind of knew that she got the thing, he just looked over his balcony. Like, she walked out of the office and secretly took the drive that had all the mm-hmm. stuff that she downloaded, and then she like walks off really fast and like teams up with Clark Gregg and like walks off really briskly. And then Obadiah is just watching and he's like,
rrr. Yeah. And then she like takes the newspaper to pick up her little fucking Amazon Fire Stick. I don't know. What are you like a USB port thing? And he's like, is that today's paper? And she's like, he's like, give it to me. And she's like, N-h-h-h-h. And then she has it in her hand. And I was like, ooh, that was like a tense moment. Maybe more tense right. moments will happen. And then Marvel said, not a chance.
Didn't you like Nicole where she left the office though? She gave him the newspaper and then she's holding the thing in her hand. And it's clenched. And then she goes out and she holds it up and she opens it. So we know that she has it.
Yes. I will say this. Not one time did I get lost.
Yeah, the only times I got lost were some of these things that I'm reading here that I was supposed to get. But I never felt confused in the moment, really, except for a couple of the, you know, I was kind of questioning things, but I wasn't like, what's going on? I was like, he's mm-hmm. attacked. They got him. Now he got out. Then he killed the people. You know, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. I appreciated that.
Wow. Okay, so they got some awards, or they got nominated for some awards for this. Iron Man was nominated for several awards, including Oscars for Best Sound Editing
Oscars?
And Best Visual Effects. They loved when they dragged the trash. They were like, that's incredible.
It was so cool.
So at the time, that must have been really good. It was also nominated for a Grammy for Best Score Soundtrack Album.
I don't remember a single song sang.
No.
I don't remember a single note of music.
I don't either. I mean, it was powerful, I guess, you know, taking me through the story. But I feel like Oscars? Dude, that
seems
big.
Wild. It also won Best Science Fiction Film, Best Actor, and Best Director at the Saturn Awards. It also won Best Summer Movie at the MTV Movie Awards.
Now, that's more where I thought this would fit in. Now, I didn't think it would be nominated for Oscars, but that's...
Me either, but okay.
Okay, I'll take it. And critically, the film was well received. It has a 94% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So you are in the minority 6% that doesn't like this film.
Okay.
I'm not saying I liked it, by the way. I'm just saying I didn't mind it.
Okay, I'll say this movie was better than every single thing we watched for Lord of the Rings.
Well, and an hour shorter, which we have to praise. Yeah.
But I gotta say, it was 2 hours. It could have been less.
It could have. There were times where I checked to see how much I had left, and it was always an hour somehow.
Yes, it's always an hour. Yeah. But Lord of the Rings, it was always like 2 hours.
I know. And you go, what?
Yeah, it's so wild. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 4 out of 4 stars, praising Downey Jr.'s performance. At the end of the day, it's Robert Downey Jr. who powers the liftoff, separating this from most other superhero movies.
So this have been an incredible departure from what people had been used to at that point. And I mean, he is so charismatic. He makes, he really makes the thing come alive. Like, he's just, he can take a very like bland moment and give it some charm. I mean, I love him. Audiences liked the film, giving it a 91% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Its budget was $140 million, and it ranked number one at the box office, earning $98.6 million during its opening weekend. Wow. At the end of the film's run, Iron Man had earned $585 million worldwide.
That's so much money.
That's a lot.
All right. Well, should we do some trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. Iron Man made his Marvel Comics debut in 1962. Stan Lee created the character. His brother Larry Lieber penned the issue. Artist Don Heck designed the character, and artist Jack Kirby designed his battle armor. Iron Man's original origin story is relatively the same that we see in the film, but in the comics, Tony Stark was kidnapped and held in Vietnam, not Afghanistan.
So do you think they did that because of the war then?
Yes.
That's
like, I think they just updated it because we weren't in the war of Vietnam anymore.
Oh, because they
were
in Vietnam in the 60s. I was thinking it was not connected to a war.
I think it might be a commentary on like us being involved where we shouldn't be involved.
Wow. There's a deeper meaning to this?
I think.
So wait.
Here's a question I have.
First of all, there's a little part of me that feels like these are like fairy tales where they just always existed. Like the idea that a man sat down and was like, Iron Man, you know, that's like, that's cool to me. I think that's neat. Preethi, what do you think in terms of like the message or something is do a lot of these comics tend to try to do that or what?
Yeah. I mean, look at the X-Men. The X-Men are all about like othering and you know, the rights of the marginalized, done incredibly imperfectly, but that was sort of the instinct behind
it. Interesting. I don't know anything about, I mean, I've never seen X-Men, so I don't know.
I'm a very big X-Men fan. I've seen all of the movies, but I agree. Like, it is about othering, and it's done in a very interesting way with a bunch of white people, and you're like,
Okay, well, that,
they got halfway there in the comics, and then we're like, all right, that's enough.
But so that makes sense why they put it in Afghanistan. It wasn't just a choice it was based on what he had originally written, which was happening in Vietnam. Okay, so that's more.
And luckily, history tends to repeat itself, so they were like, perfect.
There's always
another unnecessary war.
Awesome. So according to E, other actors who were considered for the lead role over the years included Nicolas Cage. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That would have been different.
That would be a different movie.
Tom Cruise, also very different. Rob Lowe, very different.
Ooh,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I could see it, though.
Clive Owen, Timothy Oliphant, Sam Rockwell, and Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Who's your favorite?
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
Did I say his name right?
Yeah.
I think I could see Leonardo DiCaprio, but not. Yeah.
But has Leonardo DiCaprio ever done a superhero movie? He doesn't feel like he really would. What?
No.
Terrence Howard was the highest paid actor on this film? Why did he get more than Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, that's
wild.
This
is Robert Downey Jr.'s big comeback.
Oh.
Like, Robert Downey Jr., he had some career lows, lest we forget.
Forget.
He went to jail. There was like a whole thing.
Wait, but this was his comeback?
This was a big comeback for Robert Downey Jr. Like, this was like, I remember when he was cast, and it's part of what worked so well, because it felt like a really scrappy movie. Like, everyone's like, this isn't going to work. It's a character nobody cares about. And it's a washed up actor. And it's like directed by the guy like who did Swingers. Right. Like,
I'm intrigued.
It's a weird thing. And then it just like nobody saw Iron Man coming. Nobody saw all those accolades. Nobody saw the money coming.
Wow. So that must have been interesting.
Yeah. So wait, that seems so wild to me. Cause like, to me, Robert Downey Jr. had his like, his whatever going on a long, long time ago, but I guess it's more recent than that.
Yeah.
And then Jon Favreau. Yeah. I guess I'm like, he's always been a director, a big time director. Right. Interesting.
Well, that does change it.
I feel like RDJ was doing those like fun, cool, but they were like low budget, like weird movies. Like he did like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I loved. And like, mm-hmm. this was like a big mainstream jump for him.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay, wait. This last bit of trivia is interesting to me because I was going to ask you if you thought that Gwyneth Paltrow was improvising, because I felt like a lot of her lines felt really casual in a way that seemed unscripted. And it turns out this is true.
Yeah. Oh, so much of the dialogue was ad-libbed. Oh, including the final line. I am Iron Man.
He just threw that out there?
I mean, pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I am Iron Man.
Everyone's like, it's not in the script. What did the script say if he made that up?
Yeah.
Hello, I am Iron Man.
He gave it the intonation.
It was like, it's me. I did it.
I wonder if they just like got the scenes they needed and then they were like, I don't know. What do you think? Have fun. And then he had fun.
He's like, I'm Iron Man. And everyone's like, yes!
Yo, we love it!
So in this franchise, superheroes don't generally have secret identities, which I like. I like that it's not. That's interesting. So I liked that he just said he was Iron Man. I thought that kind of cut to the chase in a good way. But I really felt, did you feel that any of this felt sort of casual? Like there were moments where I was like, it felt like, I particularly noticed it with Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr. that I felt like they were making up their lines, that she was like, mm-hmm. when she's doing the operation thing and she's like, what do you mean operation? What's operation? And he's like, the game. It just seemed like it was just so like, whatever you want to say.
They seemed very comfortable with each other. There was like a familiar.
They for sure had that. Well, I think that's interesting. Maybe that's Jon Favreau's touch, bringing it, letting them have a little fun with it.
I guess I didn't hate it as much as I thought
now
I did.
You like
this
it.
Is yes. This is what happens. Every time I fucking watch these fucking movies, I like talk about it with a nice person. I'm like, there were nice elements to it. It wasn't that bad.
It always happens. Like by the end, we like love everything. It's just so confusing. So here's a new segment we have. It's called Is Chris in This? Now, this is a new segment where we will have a yes or no conversation about if a Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Chris Pine is in this film.
Wait, Chris Pine is in the Marvel universe?
I don't know is what I can bring to the conversation now.
Okay.
So was a Chris in this film? Now, I would say no. We had no Chris's, even though all these people blend together for me. Hemsworth, Evans, and Pine are one person as far as I can tell. Chris Pratt,
I mean, yes, absolutely. I don't think there was a Chris in this movie.
I don't think there was. Now, should a Chris have been in this film? Not necessarily one of the big four Chris's, but should any Chris, Christine, Kristen, et cetera, have been in the film?
I don't think it needed a Chris.
Yeah, I think the film did well without a Chris. Let's put Kristen Chenoweth in there.
Or Christine Baranski.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. She would be great.
I've heard that show Gilded Age or whatever is really good. The one with Christine Baranski.
Ooh, that's on HBO Max?
Yeah. It's not, I don't typically watch things that are set in that sort of period piece vibe.
Me either.
But hey, I'm open to new things as we've seen here.
Okay, so this is our review segment.
Oh yeah, we have to name this.
We got to name it. So we have MC Review.
I thought it was Mick Review. I was like, why is it McDonald's?
Five Star Lords. What is that?
I don't know.
Five Starks or Five Stark.
Five
Tower Stark Industries?
Five what? Stark Industries, Five Stark. Okay.
Well, this is so funny to pick names on stuff that
we
don't, I don't
fucking
understand.
That's why we need Preeti to tell us which one should it be.
Yeah, which one?
Of those?
Yeah. Or you can make one up.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
be,
the last one was.
It needs to be Five Star related or Review related. The last one was Five Starks.
Five Starks isn't bad, right?
You could do better.
Okay, I'll read them again. McDonald's Review, or no, MC Review, Five Star Lords, Five Starks, Five Stark, Five Stark Industries.
Five Stark Industries is kind of funny.
Five Stark Industries.
Five Stark Industries, I kind of like.
I think I'm leaning towards that one, too. Wait, what was our Madea one?
What was it? Oh, because I always had to say it, right?
Yeah, and it really brought me joy, and I cannot remember it.
What was it? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Oh, was it Five Hollilers?
Yeah. That's it. Okay,
five star hollilers.
Five hollilers. Yeah. Five Stark Industries. Okay, we have some reviews, and everyone should give us reviews that are all five stars. This one comes from HD Felder 7. Love, love, love. This podcast has kept me alive during COVID. Wow, that's a big statement. And my crazy nurse career. Please do Marvel. Oh, you're going to be happy.
You're in luck. We're doing it.
We're doing
okay,
it.
Okay, so this season, in addition to Apple Reviews, we'll also be reading reviews from Letterboxd. And then we'll be giving each film a one-sentence review ourselves and a star rating.
Oh, my God.
For anyone who doesn't know, Letterboxd is a social platform where people can write letters. No, they can write reviews of films.
They can write letters to their favorite film. Dear Iron Man.
Dear Iron Man, you're so hot.
I loved it.
You can follow the show on Letterboxd at Newcomers.
Okay, so we're going to be leaving our own reviews, and that puts a lot of pressure on us, I will say. This review comes from Griffin. It was 3.5 stars. If Iron Man asks you to stick your hand in his hole, you absolutely do it, no questions asked. Oh.
Oh, okay. Lindsay said, we should slut shame Tony Stark more.
Wow, she gave it 4 stars. So, hey. So what's a one sentence review you would give this film? Oh my God. Okay, what's our star rating? First, do we have to decide together? I think we do because we have a shared page.
Okay, so I guess I give it 3.5 or 4 stars?
Well, Preeti, now you're giving it 4 stars. You started this episode saying you hated it.
I want to
know what Preeti rates it. Because you genuinely are a fan, but you have time on your side with seeing all the other ones. Like, does it matter, or do we rate it based on just the experience of watching this movie?
That's so hard.
Because, you know, would you give this different stars based on knowing everything you know about the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I think if I was basing it, like, at the time, I would have been like, 5 stars.
Oh, okay. Okay, so is it out of 5?
At the time.
Is it out of 5? I need to know, because, like, okay.
I think it's out of 5.
Okay. So I think 3.5 is reasonable for us to say. We have to set the bar, because, like, if we love something, we want to give it 5.
Yes, give it 5.
We didn't love this.
No, but it was, like, easy to follow. Okay, that's my review. My review is, this was easy to follow. I understood everything. More Obadiah.
Yeah.
that's
okay,
my
so
review.
I'm going to add to that. Needed a kiss.
Yes. No kissing.
Yeah. And overall, enjoyable to watch Rodney Dangerfield almost did it.
Rodney
Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. elevates the script. I'll say that.
He does.
Okay.
Wait, does Obadiah come back?
Okay. I was so confused because later there was a villain that I was like, did Jeff Bridges play 2 villains?
Oh my God, it's like a soap opera.
The MCU. No, it was
dipping?
Kurt Russell.
Oh,
no, it was Kurt Russell.
Them up.
And
okay.
I just thought they were the same person.
Yeah, they're
Wait,
very similar.
What is his name?
Who?
What's Obadiah's? Oh, Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Is he single?
let's find out.
Because I'm horny for him.
He has a wife
time.
That he's had since 1977.
Yuck.
Dude, he's fully married.
That's so
Her
depressing
name's
Susan. For me. Fuck Susan. No,
they
I
have
shouldn't
three
do that.
Kids
I
together.
Can't hate. Three? Oh my God, how old are the kids? Maybe I can
grown
have one.
Adults. Bo Bridges. Oh, that's his brother. Okay, what? Mm-hmm. Who's the kids? Let me see, hold on. Who are his
Bo
kids?
Bo Bridges
Isn't
is his brother?
Isn't one of them an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His children are Jordan Bridges is an actor.
Ooh, how old is Jordan?
He was born in 73.
Okay, that's old for me. Okay.
I can't find more information fast enough. Isabel, Jessica, and Haley are his kids. So wait, is that not his kids? What's going on?
Yeah, okay. Isabel, Haley. Wait, so there's no boys?
Jordan is his nephew. He has 3 girls. Unless one of them is bisexual or gay, and I mean, I don't know what's going on, so suddenly you want to date his daughter just to get close to him.
Just let me near him, please.
Anything can happen.
Whoa, he's from an acting dynasty. His dad was Lloyd Burnett Bridges Jr., an American film, stage, television actor.
Well, we learn something new every day.
And his mummy was a poet.
Wow. He seems great, doesn't he?
Let me in the family.
Let us in. Okay, well, everyone should go write a review on Apple Podcasts, giving us 5 stars, and we will pick a 5-star review to read on the next episode. And you can rate us on Spotify and go leave a letterboxed, you know, review yourself if you watch the movie for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Preeti, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah. Women of Marvel number 1 comes out March 9th. And you can pre-order my Spider-Man book, Spider-Man Social Dilemma, which comes out July something 2022.
Oh, great. So that was yesterday for us right now, the March 9th. That's very exciting. And thank you so much for being here again. It's so amazing
that you
know about everything that we talk about.
It's just so cool. I love it.
And that you're like delighted when we're like, duh, we don't get this.
I know.
Or like, we hated this. And you're like, that's quintessential to the plot.
Like, let me convince you why eventually you'll love
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, you already did, though, because you're so charmed by all of this stuff that makes us think it's good. And then we're like, oh, wait, we get to watch the second one tonight. Oh, my God. Okay. So next we're going to watch Iron Man 2. Came out 2 years later. I'm semi-excited. I'm curious what's going to happen with some of these characters we know and love.
Here's the thing. I'm really sad that there's going to be no Obadiah.
But maybe there's a new person you're going to like.
Maybe they'll have a throwback to Obadiah. I'll be like, remember when Obadiah did this? And he'll be like, meh, 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 meh. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's Obadiah.
Just the flashbacks. When he has like a memory about Obadiah and you're like, that's the best part.
The best part's a slow motion like a memory of him in the suit being like, I'll kill you. And I'm like, yes, horny for that, Obadiah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you next
week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Was a HeadGum original.